Tēnā koutou katoa e te iwi hakorongo mai nei ki tō tātou taonga te reo irirangi o te hiko o te ika i o te koumāwhitu i rā tahi te ia rere. Ai, ko te kai korero e whae ke nei ko Graham Reisterer. Ai, ko ia rā te heomana o te taretihi o ngā kreme mō hakatōhia ki te korero e pāna ki tō rātou kaupapa i tēnei wā me ngā mahi nui mō te iwi nui o te hakatōhia. Nō reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia. Tēnā koe, Graham.
Tēnā koe.
I appreciate you joining us and having a little bit of a kōrero today about all that mahi before you at the moment and talking about the hakatōhia signing the deed of settlement after 183 years on from signing to Te Tio Waitangi. But first of all, for our whānau up here in Te Tai Tukere, could you give a reminder about who you are and where you're from?
Yep, so my name's Graham Reisterer. I'm part of the Tairua Kali Wizards whānau of whakatōhia. I represent Ngāti Pāti Moana on the Whakatōhia Pre-Settlement Claims Trust.
And awesome, yeah, just having a little bit of a kōrero about this. And I share some of the experiences that you've had, not only in this position as chair, but in the lead up to it as well.
Okay, so first of all, As you say, it's 183 years since this Saturday is the anniversary, the 183rd anniversary of signing of the treaty here in the Pōtiki by our seven of our chiefs. We were invaded by the Crown in 1886, and that led to all of our land being confiscated. So some of our tipuna first started to petition the Crown back in 1887. So that was 136 years ago that people made their voices heard with the first petition to the Crown for the invasion and the raupatu of our whenua. Our recent journey has been over the past 30 years. I was a member of the Trust Board when we first went to the Waitangi Tribunal back in 1987. We then went to direct negotiations in 1992 with a settlement offer in 1994, which was withdrawn by the Crown in 1996. We then went through a further process of looking and developing a way to look towards settlement, and we have been on this journey, recent journey, since 2010.
And what a journey it must be so far, but to finally reach a moment like this with your whānau, and now you are putting all the call out to all hakatōhia spread out through Aotearoa and in other parts of the world, if possible, if they can come and join you on this part of the journey.
Yes, we have put that call out and are welcoming hakatōhia back for the celebration of the agreement with the Crown, and the agreement is now not a partnership but a place where both the Crown and Whakatohe will work together for the betterment of Whakatohe in the future. So I've actually got a son and a daughter and a niece who are returning from Melbourne just for the signing. So they're due in Friday morning early, and we'll be back down here to help celebrate with the rest of our iwi.
Absolutely. This is a very significant moment, and you've spoken about the generations right back from the first petition that was put through and all the mahi that you've been doing in the last 30 years with the many others. And to arrive at a point like this, it is worthwhile for, as you said, your whanaungas to come back from Australia to celebrate this moment, because not only is it a moment to celebrate for the last 30 years, but also the many years to come and the significant impact and benefits that will come from all the work that you have put in so far. So, give us a little bit more of a quarter about what this means to you, Graham. How does it really feel for you, the experience and the monotonous amount of work and the endless hours that you have put into this mahi to finally reach this day?
Yeah, well, so. On Saturday, when we signed the deed of settlement, we're not only putting pen to paper, but we've also come to hear the Crown acknowledge their breaches that they created upon the Whakatohe. We've come to hear their apology. And the apology is for some of the most, I don't know what the word would be, but the most terrible acts of another power against Tangata Whenua that happened in Aotearoa. So I'm looking forward to this apology. There'll be many tears will be shed as people remember some of the incidents that will be recorded as part of that apology.
Yes, and I did read a little bit that was going on about the result of the Crown's mahi not only resulted in the loss of lands, but also your identity, your connection to the whenua, and... Yep. What you're looking to really build on again, you know, with the determination to heal and also reclaim your cultural heritage there. That is a massive moment. And for us up here in Ngāpuhi, in Muri Whenua, this is nothing new to us either. Out of the five iwi in the Muri Whenua, and there are four of them have settled and still have one yet to go through it. And Ngāpuhi, the largest iwi of Aotearoa, is still yet to settle too, because we have significant moments and times that are still yet to be acknowledged in such a way. So he mihi nui kia koutou katoa. And I also do appreciate the fact that not everybody sees the same ideas, so no doubt there has been some challenges on the way, not only with the Crown, but with the whānau to come together as one and move and achieve this moment and get to this point. But any final kōrero, Graham, that you'd like to share with our whānau up here in Te Tai Tukuro in regards to maybe the process and some of the determination that you speak about to achieve this moment?
Yeah, so no settlement process is an easy process. Just like most of our whānau, our differences are always differences of opinion. People all have different views. For us, originally some people wanted to negotiate directly with the Crown, and others wanted to go through the Waitangi Tribunal. Part of what we as a pre-settlement claims trust negotiated was the ability for us as an iwi to not only go down the path of direct negotiations, but also still have the Waitangi Tribunal process. This process, or both of these processes together, have never been done before, and that is something we're quite proud of. Being able to achieve. It might be a process that Ngāpuhi might be able to work towards their settlement and hopefully get agreement amongst their people.
Mm. Again, he mihi kawana ki a koutou katoa o haka tōhia o koutou mahi. A massive acknowledgement of your guys' mahi with the pre-settlement trust, but also the rest of the whānau that have been involved to get you here. Many of those that were there at the start, no longer with you anymore, and no doubt you'll be also acknowledging the hard mahi that they have done. He mihi nui ki a koutou katoa, Graham. Any final kōrero for our listeners up here in Te Tai Tokerau and Te Hiko Tika?
Yep. All I do is acknowledge all of those that have passed, because it was without their effort, we would not be where we are today. Kia ora.
Ngā mihi anō ki a koutou katoa o te hakatōhia, me o koutou mahi nui ki mui te aroro o te Traipunara, o te aroro o te Karauna Hoki. No doubt you're looking forward to Saturday, all the mahi that has been achieved so far. Nō reira, tāku kia kui, tēnei wā, kia matāra, kia ora. Ai, ko Graham Rister rā, tērā kuia rā te heamana o te Tarahati, o te hakatōhia, e hakahaere ana wene o ngā kreme, me ngā mahi ki mui te aroro o te Karauna. Nō reira, hakarongo tonu mai ki tō tātou reo iriringi o te hiko o te ika, iwa te kou māwhitu ira tahi te iarere.